But vinegar's better than any kerosene.
Well, for a burn, I guess it would be. I don't know what it does, but I'll have to.
Well, that vinegar, I mean, that kerosene kind of clogged that mm-hmm. blood, you know, and pissed off the blood.
Have you ever seen anybody put a spider web or something on a cut place to?
No.
That's what my mother does. Puts a spider web over a cut and it'll make it clot up like that.
Well, I didn't know that.
Have you ever heard the term?
Seems like I've heard about mm-hmm. it, but I never did see it used.
Have you ever heard the term fouled flesh?
Mm-hmm.
What is
mm-hmm.
that? Is that?
Well, it's a wound that you think it's a healing up, and then this flesh grows up in it that way.
And they call it what?
They call it foul flesh.
Okay. What is the medicine that they used to put? I don't think they use it much anymore, but. When I was little, they used to put this kind of red or purple medicine on me that would burn when I get a cut.
Iodine.
Okay. And what is it that people take to keep from getting malaria? Your quinine or quinine or anything?
Yeah. Oh, there's five of my family down with malaria one time.
Right here in Alabama?
Yes, sir. Here in Alabama.
They used to, yellow fever used to be bad,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, Lord, my husband had a congestive chill. You know, them congestive chills will kill you.
Yeah.
But he managed to pull through it. Of course, it just wasn't his time to go.
Yeah, that's right. And what did he have when he died? He had heartburn.
Heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. A place where people are buried is called what?
A graveyard.
Okay, and a service when a person is buried is his...
If they have it in the cemetery, it's called a graveside service.
Okay, well, if they have it somewhere else?
If they have it in the church,
it's a what?
Just a service.
Okay, what kind of service? Would you say
funeral service. Okay. Funeral service.
And I don't guess people do it a whole lot anymore, but back in the old days, the family used to wear black for a while.
Oh, yeah.
They would be in white.
I don't think they wear black much now.
What do they call that?
Morning.
Okay. If somebody asks you, how are you today? And, you know, you're not anything special, but you're not real sick. You might say, well, I'm what?
I'm done very well.
Okay. What is the disease that people get that makes their skin turn yellow?
That's yellow jaundice.
I've never... No, is that, did that used to be bad?
Yeah, it used to be worse than it is now. And you know, hepatitis, you turn yellow with hepatitis.
That's right. I heard that too.
Oh, yes, and you know, hepatitis kills.
Yeah. Well,
I had yellow jaundice.
Did you?
In 1980.
How do you get it?
Well,
is it from drinking the water or infection?
My gallbladder just overflowed, and I was just as yellow.
Well, that's kind of the same thing that happens with this hepatitis.
Yeah, you know? I know it. And they said I had gallstones. That's what the doctors pronounced it. Well, they carried me to Birmingham, to the South Highland Infirmary. Well, when I got down there, they gave me a round of Calmol and kept me about a week. And they said that they didn't think I had no gallstones. I was too young. I was just about 26 years old. And they sent me back home. Well, I caught the measles on the trip coming back, and I had to have the measles in time of that. I stayed at home about a month. And I didn't get no better. That knot still come up in the side, you know, and they said, well, they just have to operate. So I went back, and the 5th of March, 1918, I was operated.
And you had to have, and it was yellow jaundice.
And it was just yellow jaundice, but it was just overflow of the gallbladder. That's what it was.
Wow.
And it's my blood is just, you might say, fine. And they just operated on me and didn't find no stones.